If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
By the way, I got a goat in my trunk.
Heavy on the goat news. Craig doesn't know that the goat was discovered in the woods there. Craig, the traumatized goat we talked about yesterday, lived out its life in a small farm outside of in Villisca, Iowa.
That's Puss's hometown.
Yeah, we think it's his farm.
It was probably his farm.
Well, it could be his home goat.
Well, he had a rescue goat organization there. The goats would say, no, I don't want to go there. That's how goats talk when they're whispering.
Well, there's a rescue organization for every damn breed of dog out there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
You know, the goats need some love, too.
I want that clip in my...
I actually watched that go sink through the skulls.
Yeah, I did. I know. I was zoning
for a second.
It was
about a two-second pause.
Yeah. Did he say that? Goats? No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to repeat that.
Thank you.
Nick Allen a little later on this morning. Tony Rock later this week. Our buddy Jungle Jack Hanna, speaking of animals, will be here on the phone with us tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I went and got that steroid.
Oh, yeah. Injection. How the shot work, man?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You know, the B positive in me wants to say it feels a little bit better, but they said it might take a few days to take. So,
okay.
I don't know.
So, what's the while second? You might want to be positive.
Like his blood type.
Yeah, there's I'm in the state of guarded optimism right now.
Well, the weird thing about stuff like that is I had a cortisone shot years ago and didn't help at all. But yours is not cortisone, right? Something else?
No, it's
something more powerful.
Steroid, anti-inflammatory.
Steroid, that's right, yeah.
Thing.
Like Craig has always said, we talk about CBDs and other things. Now, granted, this is not, what you're getting is real medicine, not snake oil sometimes. But I wouldn't know, you know, if I felt better in certain situations. Unless it's like a throbbing pain and all of a sudden there's no pain. But a lot of times it's not like that anywhere on your body, no matter how old you are. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, would you know? You feel better, Craig, sometimes? I don't think I'd
yes.
know. I mean, a major headache to no headache, I get it. But you know what I'm talking
right,
about? That nagging thing. Did it work? I don't know. Did it work? I don't know.
I would like to think I would know.
Yeah, I would like to know, but if it doesn't.
If I don't know, then I have to assume it's not working.
But your brain is so powerful. You can have...
Who are you talking to?
Well, not who? Not for useful purposes.
Okay, thank you.
But I talked about this before. When my mom passed away all those years ago, before I even moved here, I had a major, major depression. I didn't know about it. And my body was overtaken by pain. And I didn't know what it was. I was with Todd and I were still together in Pennsylvania, not as a couple, as a show. And, I couldn't pinpoint the pain. And it was real. And all of a sudden, that's what it was.
That's why I hate people who say, you know, in instances like that, and when I was having my panic attacks, we had jackasses around us. Oh, it's all in your head.
Yeah, it
might be in your head, but it certainly manifests itself in your body. And
in
you
real
live
pain.
With this crap.
Yeah.
It's real pain.
And real pain. Real pain.
Yeah, I don't know if the shot was just placebo effect.
Well, I mean, they did it for a reason.
Like today, I feel fine now.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually in the morning, that's when it's least painful. Yeah. I'll know later in the day. I'll actually know when I can rip one 310 yards down the middle like I used to do.
Say, that's like, Doc, can I play piano?
Yeah.
No, I don't think the shot takes you back to 28.
Yeah.
You know?
I couldn't even do that
310
then.
Down the middle. You didn't do that then either. You had me just rip one.
Yeah. No, if I can swing a golf club again, that's the litmus test.
All right.
And there's three or four vertebrae that are affected, and so they just... They went with the lowest one.
Okay, so what is the prognosis if the shots don't work?
Have another one. You know, go a little further up the spine.
Ooh.
It actually didn't hurt.
Oh, it didn't? Good. Yeah,
but apparently I have high tolerance for pain.
Yeah.
So I'm told.
Yeah. Well, you've been through a lot, mentally and physically.
Yeah, I remember the picture of you riding the ski patrol sled down. You're just smiling, all happy, and
that was shock. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I never really.
You don't know.
I never really hurt.
Yeah.
Of course, they were pumping me full of painkillers at the time. So
you bitched like it hurt. You know.
Did I?
Well, not that day. Rest of the time.
I bitched like it's inconvenient. Like we do. We always do when we bitch.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The smallest.
Inconvenient bitches.
It was quite inconvenient. Yeah. for quite some time. Still is, as a matter of fact.
We've been called that before.
That's still bothering you? That was your son, by the way.
That thing is still bothering me.
Right.
Yeah, that was why that date
How
was
How big
so...
was the needle? Was it like Frankenstein-esque? You come out and you say it, and you went, holy crap.
I didn't see because they had me, you know, face down.
Well, of course they did.
Face down in those stylish hospital gowns.
Oh, yeah. Did you wear underwear?
Yeah. Yeah, I did yesterday.
Because I knew that's no fun.
Well, there would be no reason to take off your underwear, Todd. Well, I thought you would need these gowns on. You have no underwear on.
Well, maybe not for you.
Yeah, because they give me the gowns and say, yeah, get into these. You can leave your underwear on. I would say, what if I don't have any?
What if I don't want to?
I bet you they got some hospital-issued underwear for you if you don't have any.
What if I don't have any? Show it to the hospital with no underwear.
Here's some paper boxers. Yeah. Put these on.
Yeah. So you didn't see the needle and you didn't feel the pain. They numb the area before they shot
little
it.
Bit, yeah.
Yeah, so that probably helped.
They hit a local.
So you didn't feel the pinch.
But I thought I was going to feel like getting stabbed in the neck. Yeah. And it was just like a little pinprick.
All right.
So I don't know what's next.
You had me a little pinprick.
I'll give it a few days.
You supposed to do anything to exercise for it?
They don't want me heavy lifting.
Or hitting or ripping one down the middle, 310.
No, they won't be doing that.
Well, there's
walking, hiking.
There's no chance you're going to be doing any heavy lifting anyway. I think you work for two men in a truck here coming up.
No, and I don't do a lot of deadlifts.
Yeah.
Not a lot of cleaning jerks going on.
No,
not at the gym at least.
Yeah. And that's jerking clean when it's at the house.
And it's not heavy.
No.
Yeah, it's the other way around. I'm good at the jerking clean. Heck, we're all pretty well versed in that.
Your form is impeccable.
Yes.
Baseball today at 4 and at 7:30.
Both of the game fives, right?
Both elimination games.
Sudden death.
Yeah. You care?
Who's in it? Who's
you got
today?
A dog in the fight?
Oh, I'm
the 4 o'clock is Cardinals at Atlanta.
I'm for the Braves. Just because
I'm against the Braves.
I don't like the Braves at all, but I don't know any Brave fans here, but I do know a Cardinal fan here. So, plus, the Cardinals are in the Central, and screw them.
I like most of the Cardinal fans I know. So.
No, I like them personally. I just root against them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the 7:30 game is the Nationals at the Dodgers.
I don't really care there, but the Dodgers get knocked out. It'd be kind of funny.
I don't hate any of it. Well,
I hate the Yankees.
I dislike the Braves of those four.
Yeah. I do, and I kind of
used to hate the Braves years ago, but I still hate them, but I just want the Cardinals to get knocked out.
I kind of like the Dodgers, and since the Twins are out of it, I like the Dodgers.
I think the... Who knows? We'll see.
Have you seen the article about how you can stay? They are allowing people the opportunity to spend the night in the Goodyear blimp.
I'm seeing a picture of the room. It looks pretty cool.
Is it?
But I wouldn't spend three nights.
No, you get one.
Okay, good.
It's available for three nights. You get one night. You know, it's about $150 a night.
Is this the one out in California?
Does it stay in the air the whole time?
No, you don't get to go up in the air.
Oh, well, no. I'd rather do that.
Well, screw the hell with that.
But I don't want to be up in the air for the whole night. I couldn't do it.
No,
I couldn't lay in bed and go to sleep.
And you're in Ohio.
Knowing I'm just floating in the air, it'd be freaking me out.
Oh, you're in Akron, Ohio?
Whatever.
Yeah, I think that's
I can't
sure.
bitch about other cities.
That's one of its home bases.
If I was going to be on the blimp, I'd want to be like, you know, when it was giving aerial coverage of a game in New York City or something. Yeah. You know, that
you get to go to the ball game. I forget what ball game it is. But you get to go to the ball game that they're covering. You just don't get to go in the blimp. You get to spend the night in the blimp.
Well, it looks like the blimp. I saw a picture of it. It looks like it's a nice setup. They haven't set up like a bedroom. I saw the photo here earlier, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get to spend the night in the blimp, and you get a party area.
It's more than $150 a night, isn't it?
No.
Really? That's all they're charging?
Yeah, now,
they could charge more than
that. I don't know how many people they're allowing to do this per night.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure that out by looking at the couple articles that I looked at.
Yeah.
I don't know what the accommodations are actually inside the blimp for the night.
It's Notre Dame, Michigan is the game.
You're not in the blimp to look at it. You can't.
No.
You don't float over the game.
No.
Floating over the game would be cool.
No.
You don't get any kind of aerial tour?
No.
Tickets to the game and then go when it lands, you get to sleep in it, basically.
Or the night before.
Whatever.
Or the night after.
Right. Now I want to ride in the blimp. I don't want to sleep in the blimp. It's made to get up in the air. Get up
you
in the air.
You get to tour the blimp.
Show me the scenery.
You get to talk to the cast and crew.
There are people that rode once in a major dirigible years ago that turned out really bad.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the Hindenburg. Yeah. I'm going to bring back the blog.
But you would have to explain to them that I do a Hindenburg blog, so I'm going to need a ride. Tell people that
it's safe.
Right, that blimps are safe for today.
Oh, my God, the humanity.
That you don't jack them full of hydrogen or whatever that was full of.
That was something like that.
Yeah, it looks like only two people get to sleep in the blimp. But you can bring four other friends along for the party.
Okay, but how many pairs of people? Just one pair?
Yeah, two people get to sleep in the blimp. Yeah. That's
okay.
It.
You get to have sex?
They're doing that for $150.
Yeah.
Total. They're going through all this crap.
Yeah, I can't believe
it's only $150.
It's listed on Airbnb. I'm looking at the listing right here. It's $150 a night.
Now, somebody has to sit there and watch the blimp while they're spending the night because they don't want people messing with the controls and power that bear up and start flying.
Right.
You kind of knew you wouldn't know how to do that, but still.
You'd try.
No, that's where you'd start your blog again. You'd find a couple of people who know how to fly a blimp. They'd be two of your four friends.
Yeah.
And sometime in the middle of the night.
You break into it and fly the bear.
You take that blimp for a spin.
Right.
Well, the other four don't get to hang out with you. Only two of you get to spend the night.
Well, then you learn how to fly a blimp yourself.
The Goodyear blimp, my favorite story about the Goodyear blimp, I was in college and my dorm was about 12 floors and we were on like the sixth floor or something like that. And I woke up one day for no reason. It was just a small college outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I woke up one day and I was, basically one of those college wake-ups. Oh, what the hell happened? And I look out the window and the blimp was like 5 feet from my window. It was like the Goodyear, I am exaggerating a little bit, but it was like the next building over, the blimp was just hanging there. And it was like, I said, hey, guys, the Goodyear blimp is outside. And it was weird as hell because it shouldn't be there. It was like there was nothing it was there for, but apparently it was going somewhere. We looked into it later on. Why the hell was a blimp right by my dorm window at Tuesday morning at 9 in the morning? It was going somewhere. But it was just freaky because those things are huge.
Everybody else saw it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there's competing blimps now.
Yeah.
There's the MetLife blimps.
Yeah. No. They grounded that one. Yeah. Remember?
Snoopy? Yeah.
The Snoopy one?
Really?
Yeah. Or was it just MetLife took their name on? I thought that thing was done.
Yeah. No,
I thought they gave up on that.
I guess I haven't paid attention.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the house rules here for the blimp.
No sex?
No, it doesn't say that, nice. Although you only get it's only a sofa pullout that you have to sleep on.
So
it's probably going to be fairly uncomfortable. But it says no drugs, illegal activities, or antics are allowed.
Any alcohol?
They give you some. You can't bring in any alcohol, but it says outside food and beverages not allowed, but I'm sure they provide you with some for the party that you're having there.
Any sodomy laws we're not aware of where is this, Ohio?
Yeah, in Ohio.
Well, if it says no sex, if it says you can have sex, sodomy's allowed, I'm guessing. It should be.
We're all just going to let you hang on that branch alone.
Oh, consensual sodomy, Todd.
Oh, that's what he's not used to.
Yeah, it's still sodomy.
Yeah, but it's consensual.
If it's illegal, it's illegal.
Well, speaking of that, Rowan Farrow is accusing what's his face? Matt Lauer, of some forced anal.
Oh.
Not on him.
Oh.
On a female colleague at Sochi Olympics. That's part of the book he's got coming out. That was a brutal headline I saw this morning, especially if you're Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
He woke up. Okay, nobody's talking about me anymore. It's been a couple years. I still got a few bucks. The family's divorced. And that's the headline. Great. Can't go to the store today.
Thought maybe today was going to be the day it stopped sucking to be Matt Lauer.
Yep.
Not today.
He was on TikTok dancing with his daughter the other day, putting cute videos out.
Yeah, I have no problem with the guy living his life. He was never accused, never convicted of anything, although he might have been a grab ass. But this pops out. It's like, I'm going to stay in today.
But don't you think guys like him, Charlie Rose, they're pretty much done?
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, oh yeah, Matt Lauer's done. I, yeah. Especially after this Rowan Farrow's book. But hell, Bill O'Reilly's got is on some conservative ass channel on DirecTV.
Well, they seem a little more forgiving.
Yeah.
The conservative outlets.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the media's out to get them.
Yeah.
You're right. Matt Lauer and got what
they don't care
deserved.
About crime either, for that matter.
No.
They don't.
No,
right.
They don't. They're very forgiving.
Right. Traitor, we don't care. Also, there's a It's Just a Chicken Sandwich story. Have you got that?
No.
Oh, it's the best. You don't know it?
No.
Oh, you will love it, Craig.
On a lick in Nebraska.
Because I think you're making news. We'll tell you during the break. We'll tease you for the after the break.
I'll ship it over to you.
It's an amazing story.
I think you had some influence in this story.
I think you did.
That's why you got to watch what you say, man. You are powerful.
I agreed with him on it.
You got to be responsible.
It's your line about Chick-fil-A, Craig. It's just a chicken sandwich. Well, it turned ugly. You can't make it up. You cannot make up this story.
See, I wasn't going to say that. You know, I don't say that publicly.
Yeah, we always say it's just a chicken sandwich on the air.
It's just a chicken sandwich.
We say it on the air all the time.
We do?
When you see the line out the window.
You do, Craig.
Yeah, and I agree with them, though, but I agree with them.
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
You say that on the air? Mm-hmm. Than anybody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, I think the quote-unquote, it's just a frickin' chicken sandwich is what you've said in the past.
All right. Well, we'll get into that.
Oh, then. It's good.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's a Todd.
His name's Todd? No, there's a guy that's a hero in the story, too.
All right.
Yeah.
That's probably the Todd.
Yeah.
One assumes. One assumes. Dick's Sporting Goods confirming the destruction of more than $5 million worth of weapons after they decided to stop selling their assault-style rifles.
Oh, good. They just got rid of them. Good.
Did you see this guy on 60 Minutes the other night?
I missed it. I DVR'd it. I haven't seen 60 Minutes yet. I've been busy.
Ed Stacks is the CEO.
Yeah.
Said that they decided to destroy the inventory because of their conviction to keep the weapons off the streets.
Assault weapons, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the decision was made following the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida.
The latest one.
Currently, 125 of the 729 Dick's stores no longer sell guns of any kind. And Mr. Stack said he's considering expanding that policy.
People are mad.
They destroyed more than $5 million worth of assault-style rifles.
Seems like kind of a waste.
Turned them into scrap metal.
Well,
what should you do with an assault weapon?
Destroy them.
Yeah, give them to kids.
Yeah.
Give them to homeless people. I don't know. Can't you give them to like some gun club?
No, that means they're out there.
Don't
responsible.
Want anyone to have
the only
them.
Way to have them.
Yeah,
is assault weapons.
There's two options here, Todd. They send them back to the manufacturer to get their money back.
Yeah,
and that's not an option.
Yeah, no. Or they just destroy them.
Well, people want an AR-15. They're going to find an AR-15.
Well, the less they're out there, the better. And they got to get rid of more of them.
That was the part that they were control. They had control of.
And good
and
for
they,
them.
That was what they did.
And he lost some money doing that. Good for him.
But
$250 million.
Yeah. But they said the stocks are bouncing back.
Well, people are going to shop there now.
Yeah.
I know. People are choosing to shop there.
I don't know. Everyone I talk to is cutting up their Dick's Sporting Goods cards, and they're never going to go there again, ever.
We love Dick's. That's a sign. I had a game day the other day, but I meant the sporting goods store.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah, just fell on deaf ears. Look at that guy's sign. I mean the sporting goods store.
And then I was standing next to you with a sign that says, no, he doesn't.
Andy Dick, pleading not guilty to a charge of sexual battery. He's 53 now. He's accused of groping a rideshare driver last year in West Hollywood.
How do you do that?
Over the seat.
I sit in the back seat.
Thanks, boss.
Yeah. I wouldn't think about grabbing.
Start kissing him in the back of the neck.
Okay. Now I know.
Honk, honk.
Moist.
Yeah.
Honk, honk, I'm moist. Yeah. Dude goes, what are you doing, man? You freak.
Yeah, I guess with Andy Dick, we are making a big assumption that it was a female driver.
Yeah, I haven't had a female Uber driver yet. I've had female women drop off my, I think it's safer, that probably is safer, not that everybody gets attacked, but the food one.
Uber Eats.
The Uber Eats or the Grubhub.
DoorDash.
Yeah, a lot of DoorDash. A lot of those have been women. I'm thinking if they're going to do that, a little safer for them.
I had a, I think it was in Seattle, we had a driver, an Uber driver who is
Audible.
Like 23-year-old college girl. You know? Driving us around in the north end of Seattle.
I mean, most people are safe. I get it, but anything can happen. Uh-oh, Craig just destroyed his face. Craig made a face.
He grossed himself out.
Yeah, Craig, I'm looking forward to smelling that.
Yeah, you are.
I've never told you how much I love the glass in between us, Craig.
Especially when it steams up.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Yeah, but our buddy, Lori... Who doesn't work for...
Craig. Oh, my God.
Craig, the Lysol's right behind you. Hit it.
Nope. Yes.
I knew it was going to be that kind of a day because I walked into the office
Did you really?
I noticed it.
You got to warn me on that.
I noticed it immediately.
Can I put some I need some Vicks underneath my nose. I got doing an autopsy in here. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to need some smelling
salts.
Oh,
man, that stinks, man.
Suck it, Jesus.
The spray is right over there, Craig. Nope. Hit it.
I don't care.
Run in here, puss.
Hell no.
Yes.
He's right over there. Tell him to grab it.
If it were anyone else's, I would.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Just have the air freshener going before you open the door.
Oh, please. I'm serious. Please. I don't think you can pass the next story without some relief over here.
Because
I'm closer to Craig, man.
He's talking about our friend Lori, who doesn't...
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, she took my dad to the airport the other day. She's a very cool lady.
It's not Uber or Lyft. It's some company called Z-Trip.
Yeah, Z-Trip, yeah.
And she usually works the middle of the night, and she's got some stories.
I bet she does,
There's some scary encounters, but she's a tough girl.
Spray it right on my face.
And did that stick to the tape?
Yes, I hope it did.
I'm going to let you do the story. I'm taking a break. I realized what I said there. All right. Todd, I'll be back. Craig's out of here.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.